The Mishnah on Kufches establishes Tipas Chol of Shenofa al Chaticha in Yeshba Beno Sein Tam Asur. If there's no Nesinas Tam, then it's Mutter, it's not Basu B'chol. You need Nesinas Tam. And the question I want to raise with you, and this is the Kashiv Tosis in Nida, is that Basar and Cholav are Heter Kolechet B'fnei Atzmo. And the rule is that Heter B'Heter Lo Batel. So even if there's no Nesinas Tam, if the Tipas Cholav doesn't give Tam into the Chatichas Basar, the Shishim against the Tifa, nevertheless it should be Asura, because the Halacha Bittel doesn't operate. And based on this kasha, Tosis comes with a big chiddush, and he says that the reason why you need nesinas tam in basar b'cholov is not because the halacha is bittul, but because derech bishul asur Torah, and derech bishul requires nesinas tam. Therefore, according to Tosis, if there was no nesinas tam, there was no bishul because derech bishul asur Torah. And Mimeil is no cheft of Basar B'Cholov, because Basar B'Cholov is only result of Bishul.
You could say also Mimash if it doesn't have Shishim, so it's not
Isur.
And if it's not
Isur,
it's Heter. And if it has
Shishim. But why, if it doesn't have Shishim, why isn't Isur? That's the question that we're asking. Like, for example, if you have a Begad Shel Ovid Bo, right?
If it doesn't have Shishim, it's also a Begad. Right. And if it does have Shishim,
right?
So it doesn't give tam, so it's not easy. So you don't have to come to Beetle either. It's not nice in tam.
But who cares if it's not nosin tam? Sure.
Yeah. Only if it gives.
Well, what difference does it make if it's not nosin tam? For example, you have a beged of tzemer, and you sew in one chut of pishtan, an entire beged. The whole beged is awesome. The same thing says Tosfos should apply to Basar B'Cholov. Even if you have the smallest amount of Cholov in the Basar, that should be enough to Asur it, because you have Basar B'Cholov. So what difference does it make if there's no Nesinas Tam? Ella, what? You're going to tell me Bittul, but Heter B'Heter Lo Batel. So Tosfos answers that the reason why if there's less than Nesinas Tam, it's Mutter, is because Derech Bishul Asur Torah. The Chetzer D'Isur of Basar B'Cholov, as far as Yisach Chilo is concerned, can only be engendered if and when you have Bishul. And Bishul requires Derech Bishul. What's Derech Bishul? That's got to be Benesinas Tam. So again, according to Tosis, like you said before, if you don't have Benesinas Tam, then there's no Isur at all. Why is there no Isur at all? Because there was no Bishul. However, the Aguda in Masechta Nida has a different answer to the same question. He says that Heter B'Heter Lo Batel is only in Yavesh B'Yavesh. In Yavesh B'Yavesh, where each entity remains unto itself, so you can't create Bittul. The only possibility of Bittul is if you have Iser and Heter. Then the Heter can be Vatel Iser. But if it's Heter B'Heter in Yavesh B'Yavesh, there's no one entity, then we say Lo Batel. However, if it's Lach B'Lach, or if it's lach b'yavish, like basar b'cholov, then even in the case of heter b'heter, there is bittul, because since in lach b'yavish, an entity is formed, and now there are two identities, so to speak, to this one single entity, they battle it out, that's called bittul. Therefore, it comes out according to the Sefer Aguda, in basar b'cholov, the reason why less than a sinas tav is mutter, is because of bittul. So we have machlokas here between Tosfos. On the one hand, the Russian Big Day Kalayim also says the same thing as Tosfos. On the one hand, and the Aguda on the other hand, why is it that it's mutter in less than a sinas tam? Whereas the Aguda applies the halacha of bittul, Tosfos refuses to accept bittul because heter v'heter lo batel, and Tosfos doesn't make any chilik between yavesh b'yavesh or lach b'lach. The only chilik that the only Rishon who makes that chilik is the sefer Aguda. So Rav Kiveger and Shuvas wants to claim that there's an afkamina between these two shitas. Would I be allowed to cook less than a shear of Nesinas Tam of Cholov in Basar? We have a principle of aim revital and isil chatchila, and that's what you'll see in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadites Sif Hey. Would the principle of aim revital and isil chatchila apply here? If we go with the aguda that we're applying bittul in Basar B'Chalav, and the reason why less than a sinas tam is mutter, is because the chalav is bittul in the basar, is then to cook it l'chatchila in order to create a tarovas, which will be mutter, be din bittul, that's in violation of the principle of ein mevatel and isul l'chatchila. Mashenken says, Rabbi Kiveger, if I go with the Shitas HaTosis and the Rosh, that has nothing to do with bittul. The reason why less than a sinas tam of chalav in basar is mutter is because Derech Bishol Asr Torah, this is not Derech Bishol. Is Mimela, there's no reason to Asr a case where you want to be Mavashel less than a Sinas Tam of Vasa B'Cholov. Clear? So on this Rebbe Kiveger, I heard a Chiddush in the name of my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik. He wanted to say that perhaps Rebbe Kiveger would make sense in the case of Basa B'Cholav Do'oraisa, but not in Basa B'Cholav D'Rabbanan. Now, before we analyze his Ha'ara on this Rabbi Kiveger, I would like to offer another Ha'ara on Rabbi Kiveger. And that is, if you take a look at the Hakdama of the Prima Gadin to Basa B'Cholav, which we have the Friedman edition, is on page Beis, he says the following, Dibra Masul Chatzi Shir. And he raises the following chakira. When we say that chatzi shir is awesome in a Torah, is that only in achila? It's a separate din in achila, or does it apply in other isurim other than achila? And the one who really started this chakira, although I don't know why the Prima Gadol doesn't quote him earlier than the Prima Gadol, was the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh claims that in Balyro Bayimotze, there's chatzi shir asra Torah. So you see, it's not alok and achila. But the Prima Gadim is not sure about it. And in the first tzad, he wants to say that maybe chatzi shir asim in a Torah is dafka in isra achila. Why? He says, the biyumai in dalet amrinin atab dechatzi shir asim in a Torah mishum dechazi litz tarufe. He wants to assume that there's a tziruf in the very maisa achila. How can you retire for another chatzi zayis to the maisa achila? He says, that's halach of Toch Kidei, Achila's Pras. So even though you finished one Achila, then you started the second one, if there was no separation of Achila's Pras between the first and the second, then all the Achilos of Mitztari, of Mitztarfos Yachad, and that's called Chazi Litztarufe. Masha'en Kein and Shari Surim, there's no separate halacha of being Mitzare, different Pu'ulos into one Pu'ula through Achila's Pras. And therefore, if you finish the Bishul of a Chatzi Zayis, that's it, and if you stop. No, what? You can only say that there's a Chatzi Shir because you can be Mitzarev, another Chatzi Shir into the Kedera. You can throw in another Chatzi Zayis into the Kedera. That's not the same as Achilas Pras. So therefore, he suggests it's only an Achil. But then, he says, oh Dilma, Hapirish the Chazi Litztarufe Kipshutai the Royal Litztarif im Chatzi Zayis Acher. The year Shir Shalem, any time that you could possibly add another Chatzi Zayis and engender a Shir Shalem, that's Chatzi Shir, also in a Torah, that's also Chazi Litztarufe. It's not a separate unique halacha in Achila. Is Memel, I would say that this Rabbi Kiveger should depend upon the two tzadim in the Prima Gadim. What is the Rebbe Kiveger's assumption? If Derech Bishol Asra Torah, and Bishol means Nesinas Tam, then you're allowed to be Mavashel Pachos Mishir of Kedei Nesinas Tam. Why? Because it's not Derech Bishol Asra Torah. Yeah, but Medvar Amur, that makes sense if you assume that Chatzi Shir only applies to Achila. But according to the second side in the Prima Gadim, that there's a halach of Chatzi Shir even in Bishul, because I could be Mitzare for another half a Zayas to this Kedera, and then I'll have a Bishul of a full Kezayas, again without getting into the machlokas between Rav and Levi and Kuf Chesam and Beis. So therefore, Chazi Letztarufe would apply even to Bishul. So therefore there would be no heter to be Mavashel, Pachas Mikashir. What are you going to tell me? It's not the Shir of their official, so what? It should at least be, at least it should constitute Chatzishir. And this Rabbosai touches, I don't know, I don't want to get into this now because it's a whole discussion, about the famous Rashbam in Baba Basra, if you're familiar with Chatzi Shir in Maleches Hotzah. For example, in Mavir, Dalaram, Mishasarabim, what happens is he allowed to be Mavir to Amos in Mishasarabim. Or do we apply the principle of Chatzi Shir Asra Torah? So the Rashbam seems to assume in Baba Basra that you can only say Chatzi Shir Asra in a Torah if you start with a Maisa Avera. Chatzi Shir is also a Maisa Avera. Or what it's lacking in the Shir. So then we say Chatzi Shir Asra Torah, that's the Shita Rav Yochanan. But in the case of two Amos in Rosh Hashanah, that's bechlal not a havara, and therefore there's never an aver to begin with, and it's a chatzi shir, the very pa'ula. And in such a case, there's no din of chatzi shir. Could be that Rabbi Kiveger could accept the second sad in the Prima Gadim, but he holds that since Derech Bishal Asra Torah, less than the Sinas Tam, is not called the Maisa Bishal, then it's not an aver at all. It's like carrying two Amos Rosh Hashanah. But my Rebbe had a different ha'ara on this Rebbe Kiveger, which I want to share with you. And that's as far as Isurei Derabon. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch Pei Tes that if you ate basar, you're not allowed to eat chalav after basar. Why? Because there's still basar in your mouth. Means that the basar and the chalav will combine together in your mouth. We'll call it, Tam Basar Befiv, or maybe it's the Basar Bein Hashinayim. We'll call it Basar Bein Hashinayim. Basar Adem Hashinayim. Is Memela Rav Salvechik asked the following cash on Rabbi Kiveger? Midoraisa, you need Basar Bichol, the combination thereof. But Midorabbanan, you don't need a bishul of basar b'chalav to make a combination, a new entity of basar b'chalav. There are abundant acid, even basar im chalav. Not b'chalav, but basar v'chalav. Is memela, according to this, since there are abundant acid, any combination of basar b'chalav, so in the case of tipas chalav, shenofla al-chaticha, and it was pachos minasinas tam, why is it mutter? Even if it's less than in the sinas tam, I'll call panim should be also mitra banon. Why is less than in the sinas tam any better than achilas chalav after basar, which is also mitra banon? Because the two mix in your mouth. Here too, the two are mixing in your mouth. Did everybody hear the kasha? It's a beautiful aura. Al karchak sorach lomar that even though on a deraisa level there is no din of bittul according to Shita Satosvis and the Rush because hetav hetal lo batil. There's only a din of derech bishul asra torah. But nevertheless, the Rabbanon accepted bittul. So therefore, if I eat basar and then I eat chalav and there's some sort of mixture prepared, that's halacha that the Rabbanon asid even a mixture of basar v'chalav with a vav. But if on the other hand I have a tarovis of basar v'chalav, then the Rabbanon accepted bittul. And the reason why the Mishnah allows you to eat pachos minasinas tam in the case of tipus cholov is because of the halacha of bittul. So even though on a deraisa level there is no halacha of bittul, but al kol panim rabbanon there must be halacha of bittul. Otherwise, how are you going to explain the halacha of pachos minasinas tam? Now, if midrabbanon is a din of bittul, then how could Rabbi Kiveger allow you to set up a taroves of basav cholov where there's less than the sinas tam, so I cook less than a shishim in this basar, and what am I left with? I'm left with bittul. That too should be a violation of ein mevatlin isul chatchila. And I thought to myself, maybe the answer to this point is that ein mevatlin isul chatchila means that you take a cheftin b'isura and you throw it into a tarovis. Here, what am I doing? I have basar and I have chala, and I'm cooking them together. When I cook them together, I'm not being a vatal isur. But the truth be told, that's not correct. Ein mevatlin isur chatchila doesn't require that you take a chefta disura and place it into a taroves in order to be mevatal. Any time that you set up a taroves, if there's any pa'ula through which you create a taroves which will be batel in order to create bittel, that too is a violation of ein mevatlin isur chatchila. So Rav Bose, please keep in mind, if you cook less than a shear of shishim, of chalav with basar, the iser here is not an iser bishul. Because I'm not accepting the prima godin that there's a chatzi shear in bishul. I'm assuming that for sure there's no chatzi shear in bishul. But the iser is not the Torah's bishul. Not the Torah's ma'isa bishul. But the iser here is b'torah setting up a taroves, which will be batel. And that's a violation of ein mevatlin isul chatkiya. Is mevatel, let's go back to Rav Soloveitchik Sa'ari. He says, what does Rav Kivega mean that if you hold derech bishul asr Torah like shitzatosis, then you should be allowed l'chatchila to be mavashal pochos mi kishir of shishim, because in any event, you're not creating a chefzid di surah, and derech bishul asr Torah, you're not applying the principle of bittul, so there's no violation of ein mevatlin isul l'chatchila. I'll call upon him, even if Rabbi Kiva's egg is right on a deraisa level, but on a derabbanan level, you have to come on to bittul. Because otherwise, it should be no better than the case in Peites, where he eats chalav after basar. The Teretz says, why is this tarovus any better than eating chalav after basar? Because of the din of bittul. That bittul completely nulls the chalav in the basar, because it's less than a sinas tam. No, so that's exactly a mevatlin.
It's a
No, but I'm saying, what do we see from this gzeira? You say, guys, this is what I want to derive for conclusion from this gzeira. This gzeira redefines, again on a drabbanan level, basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav means I cook basa with chalav together. Comes on the drabbanan, they're going to answer even, well, you don't cook the basa b'chalav, but you eat basa and you eat chalav, and somehow they mix together because of basa b'chalav shinayim. If that be the case, then why isn't...
Basa b'chalav shinayim is for 6 hours. That's one of the reasons.
No, Yitzhak Isaac, you're missing the point. Forget about the 6 hours. I didn't mean to go into the dinim here of Habdana and of Allah and all the dinim to Rabbanan. All I'm saying is that any combination of Basa B'chalav is awesome in Rabbanan. Even Tzoni B'Tzoni is awesome in Rabbanan. If a person comes forward and he says, can I eat meat with cheese? Everything's cold. So you're going to tell him he's not allowed to eat it. I'll call upon him to the Rabbanan, he's not allowed to eat it. Correct? I mean, Les Man de Polig, that Simon Beites is all about that. If that be the case, then why is it that if I cook basar b'chalav in a way that the chalav is less than the sinas tam, with a kolshkin that should be awesome with the Rabbanan? Because I have basar and chalav together, I'm eating them in my mouth together. The answer has to be bittul, that the chalav is batul in the basar. So you see, al kopan midrabbanan, you have to accept bittul. The Torah doesn't operate with bittul because het behet to lo batul. But the rabbanan are going to have to operate with bittul, otherwise the Mishnah makes no sense. The Mele, if the rabbanan are accepting bittul, then how can I cook this together in a less than a sinas tam and create a situation of bittul? That's going to be a mevatlin isul chatchi. For Abosai, I have a much more fundamental ha'ara on this Rabbi Kiveg. Because even if Rabbi Kiveg is right, that this bishul should be mutter in pachos min asinas tam, that's because the chalav doesn't have kidei asinas tam in the basar. But flip it around. Certainly the basar gives tam into the chalav, and therefore I would suggest that cooking basar with less than a shear of nesinas tam of chalav might even violate an iser d'oraisa of lo sevashal gedi b'chalev imo. Because the iser of bishul doesn't necessarily mean that the basar was makabel tam through this bishul from the chalav. It could be the other way around. Even if the basar was not makabel tam from the chalav was makabel tam from the basar. Are you with me on this? It's just a simple cheshbon. So I think that the only way of understanding this Rabbi Kiveger is with another Rabbi Kiveger. And that's Rabbi Kiveger about the Shitas Ramban. In the Sugya of Nat Bar Nan on Kuf Yud Beis, there's a discussion in the Rishon, in the Bala Trumas and the Ramban, all quoted in the Ran. You can find it if anybody is interested. I think I wrote on the Maror Makomos page. Yeah, but maybe I didn't tell you which daf in the Mem Aleph Amin Aleph in the Dapi Arif. Again, in order to appreciate this Ran, you have to be holding Rosh of Verubo and not Barnat, which I admit I'm not. Not, and times two. But be that as it may, the discussion there arises about using a common kli to boil a milchika pot with a fleshika pot in order to clean the two pots. And the tam of basar, and everything's a ben yom, and the tam of basar goes into the mayim, and the tam of cholov goes into the mayim in this big vat. And the question is whether you can apply no same tam bar, no same tam. To make a long story short, the Sefer HaTshuvos wanted to be matirit under the heading of not bar not, dogim shol bakara, and the Ramban disagrees with it entirely. Says Rabbi Kiveger, Svir Leila Ramban, the Iser Basar B'Cholov Lo Havi Ad Sheshneim Yitnu Tam Zela Zeh. The Ramban is of the opinion that Basar B'Cholov means that each one, the Basar and the Cholov, respectively give Tam to the other one. And if the Tam goes only one way, that's not called Basar B'Cholov. Meaning that Basar B'Cholov involves creating this new entity, which is a combination of Basar B'Cholov, and in order to gauge the barometer to gauge whether or not there's a Basar B'Cholov here, the interchange, it's got to go in both directions. What we call here Dusitri. Frekter Rabbi Kivega, I don't understand the Ramban. The Gemara establishes on Daf Kuf Ches Hamid Beis that if Basar falls into a Yorish al Cholov Rosachas, the Basar is Asur, and the Cholav is Mutter. There was Shishim in the Cholav against the Basar, and therefore the Basar did not give Tam into the Cholav. The Cholav is Mutter. But the Basar itself is Asur. Why? Because the Cholav gave the Tam into the Basar. Frank Rabbi Kivega, how could the Ramban possibly postulate that you need an Asinus Tam Zeba Zeh? Otherwise it's not possible Cholav. Here's a case where there's no Asinus Tam Zeba Zeh. And here's where Rabbi Kivega makes a distinction between the case of the Karos of the Ramban and this case of the Basar that fell into Yorish Al Cholov. And his distinction is between, that's his language, I would have used a slightly different, he says, difference between a Dover Nifrad and a Dover She'eino Nifrad. And basically he wants to say the following. When the Cholov goes into the Basar, Adaf Kuf Chesam in Beis, this piece of basar is a dover nifrat. It's completely separated on its own. And enochinami, within that basar, as a dover nifrat, it's no same tam zebazet. There's a perfect combination of the tam of basar and the tam of cholov in this basar. The rest of the cholov is mutter because the zone is seen as tam of basar and the cholov, and it's butter. Masha Enkin, he says, in the case of the karos, and again, for this, you really have to be involved in the sugya. There he says, the acholav shenichnas ledofen akadera eino nifrad mishar acholav. V'eino mekabel es tamei abosar. V'lo nesra kenal, because there was no nesin es tam, zebozeh. So you'll go through a mitzvah shem. This is Rabbi Kivega. We have Rabbi Kivega here. I just photocopied my copy. I didn't want to schlep in my sefer, because whenever I bring in a sefer, it's lost. That's my fault, not no one else's fault. I just never know where I put it. So let's go back now to the other Rebbe Kivega. Rebbe Kivega says that if you hold Derech Bishul Asur Torah, that if you cook less than a shear of shishim in the chol of the basar, then it's mutter l'chatchila. And there's no din of eight mevatel and isur l'chatchila, because we're not dealing with bittel. Bittel means what I have isur and I'm a vatel it. Here there was never a bishul to begin with, and therefore it's not awesome. But the kasha is, okay, you're going to tell me that the tipas cholov doesn't give tam into the basar, but chach, at least the basar gives tam into the cholov. So therefore you are over the Easter of Bishol as far as the cholov is concerned, the tipas cholov. So I think the answer to that question lies in this Ramban. That the way Rabbi Kivega understood the sheet of the Ramban, it has to be no same tam zebazeh. Otherwise, it's not asur. And here you cannot call it a dover nifrad. Remember, Kivega wanted to say that if basar falls in a chatichas basar into a yorav rosachas shel cholov, there the basar becomes a dover nifrad, and within the dover nifrad you have nesinas tam zeh bazeh. But here in the case of Cholav, the Cholav is mixed in with all the other, with all the meat in general. You can't say that in the Cholav you have anything but Tam. In other words, when you have a Mamoshus, you have a Dover Be'en, then you can talk about a Dover Nifrat. But in the case of Cholav, which is receiving the Tam of the Basar, it's not a Dover Nifrat because it's Tam, and it's not Be'en. Is Memela, in such a case, it could very well be that since there's no nesinas tam zeh v'zeh, it would be mutter. Again, I'm not passing la'aloch l'maisim, I'm just saying that there's a tzad in Rebbe Akiva Eger that you're allowed l'chatchila to cook cholav and basar together. I'm sure they're going to ask you this question on your faher for the Rabbanut. When are you allowed to cook milk and meat together? And you'll quote this from the Kireg and Chuvis, that if it's less than a shear of the Sinus Tam and you hold like Toises, that Derek Bishal also told this, not Derek Bishal, if it's Mutul Chatkilo. And then you'll get extra credit because you'll ask the following Kasha, so what if there's no Nesinus Tam in the Basar, but there's at least Chach Nesinus Tam in the Chol? And you quote Rabbi Akiva Eger on Daf Kuf Yud Beis, who says that you need to see this Talmud with the Rabban Zevose. Okay. Rabosai, I'd like you to open up to the Mechaber in Siman Sadi Dalet. In the Friedman, it's on page Kuf Yud Ches. The Machaber says, "Im tochav hakaf b'kedera shnei pa'amim v'lo noda b'intayim, tzorech shnei pa'amim shisha." So he takes a milchukah spoon, and it's ben yomo, and he pierces it into the basar, and without realizing, he does it a second time. So the Mechaber says he needs shishim times two. He has to be mevatel the kaf, not once, but twice. Frek the shach, I don't understand. If you have shishim of basar in the kedera, keneged the kaf, so then why do you need another shishim against the same kaf? In other words, whatever blia of cholav, we'll say the maximum blia of the calf, you already have shishim. Why do you need a second shishim? Good. So before we see the answer to the shach, perhaps we could say the following. The Mechaber holds that you cannot be matir basar v'cholav without bittul. What do I mean? If we go with the shitas haguda, that afal pi, even though in general heta beheta lo bata, but if we have a combination of lach balach, lach biyovish, there is bittul. Therefore, pachos mikdei nesinas tam of cholav in basar is asar, according to the aguda midin bittul. Then I think we can understand the Mechaber. The Mechaber is saying the following. You cannot apply bittul without yedias hatarovas. So he doesn't know that this kaf is a kaf chalavit, and therefore there's no yedias hatarovas. Is memela, there's no bittul. If there's no bittul, then what you have is a kedera of basar that has a tam chalav in it. Again, I don't mean a tam chalav in mitzius, because again, if he would taste it, he wouldn't taste the tam chalav, but al pidin, it's got a tam chalav. In other words, so for the first chiva, you'll need a bittul, because since there was no yediyah, I need shishim against the chalav. Now I have a second chiva. If the second chiva requires another shishim, I can't use the shishim in the tarovas from the first chiva for the bittul, the second chiva. Why? Because since there was no bittul after the first chiva, then what's ever in the kedera is not heter in order to be mevatel the shishim kineged the kaf in the second chiva. Meaning, what I'm suggesting here is that we don't have to come on to the shach. The Shach has a very complicated understanding of how to answer this question. Let's just review the question of the Shach. Since there's Shishim in the Basar against the Cholov, how can you multiply that because of the second Tchiva? If there's Shishim, then whatever in the... And again, it wasn't like after the first Tchiva, he used it in another Kedera Shel Cholov. That's not what we're talking about. He just had two Tchivas, but Zachar Zeh. Now, if that be the case, why isn't Shishim enough? One Shishim. So the Shach's answer is, listen carefully, that since in the first Tchiva, the Cholov was niflat into the Basar, I need Shishim the Basar against the Pleitas HaCholov. But now, I have a different problem. Because the Basar is now Nivla in the Kaf. And inside the Kaf, we have Basar B'Cholov. Now the Kaf becomes Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Says the Shach, Chaticha Nasis Nevela is a brand new Isur. So I need to be mevatel two different isurim. I need shishim against the cholov, and now I need shishim against the bas of a cholov. And the bas of a cholov is a brand new isur. It's a chefted isur of chanan. Says the Shach, that's only because there was no yediyas hatarovus between. Like, let's say, for example, let's give a mashal. Let's say dam falls into bas of kosher. In the first tarovis, and now, it's shishim against the dam, correct? And now nevela falls into the tarovis. So the halacha would be that since the dam is batel in the basar, is memela when the nevela falls in. Let's say you had shishim zaysim of basar. That those shishim zaysim of basar could be vatel the nevela, the kizayis nevela. But medvar move only if there was yediyah in between. If there was yediyah in between, so now I can activate the principle of bittul, and I say that the dam is bottle in the basar. So this tarovis of basar and dam is kulay hetar because of bittul. Now when I put in the vela into this kedera, the vela is bottle mishishim zaysim, because the whole ganze business is all hetar. But if there was no yediyah in between, then I need shishim against the dam, and I'll need another shishim in the kedera against the cholov, because there was no bittul to be mevatel the dam, and therefore this entire tarovus of dam and basar is asur, and you can't use the tarovus of isur to be mevatel the nevela. And that's exactly the way the Shach understands this shtei tchivos of basar b'cholov. In the first tchiva, you've got cholov coming out. Okay, now you need shishim against the cholov. If there was no yediyas hatarovus, I can't apply bittul. So even if there is shishim, there's no din of bittul. So I've got cholov and basar together in a tarovus, that's awesome. Then nail in the second tchiva, I can't use the basar b'cholov to be mevatel. To be mevatel this new Isur, which is called basar b'cholov. It's like I put in a veil after dam. I'm going to need a second shishim. But I would suggest that even without the Shach, you could suggest, based on our original presentation, a different shot in the Mechaber. The Mechaber accepts the Shitas Aguda, and the Aguda therefore requires Bittul. Is Memela, you could say that according to the Aguda, when he puts the Tchiva in on the first round, the first Tchiva, since there was no Yediyas Hatarovis, the only way I can be mevatel the basar, to be mevatel chol for the basar is with what? With bittul b'shishim, but I can't apply bittul b'shishim without yediyas hatarovis. Is memela? There's nothing to be mevatel the cholov. If there's nothing to be mevatel the cholov, then now when I put the spoon in a second time around the tchiva, now I need a different shishim to be mevatel. That's what I would suggest. Rabosai, let's take a look in Siman Sadi Vav, Sif Aleph. And this you'll find on page Kuf Samach Beis. I'm saying as an alternative to the Shach, if you apply the din of the Aguda, that there is a halach of Bittul and Basar B'cholov, and the only way less than the Sinas Tam would be, because again, if you have less than the sinas tam, you still have basar b'cholov. Elo what is a halacha of bittul to be mevatel the tam cholov? But until I'm mevatel the tam cholov, I don't have iser. I don't have heter. Excuse me. I have iser. Is memela since there was no yediyas?
What do you have?
I'm suggesting the following: that when you cook basar v'chol together, even if there's no nesinas tam, the only way you could be matirid according to the aguda is through bittul. Since there was no yediyas hatarovis in the first chiva, right, big time between the first, therefore there's no bittul. If you can't activate bittul, then you have here a mixture of basar v'chol. You can't use that mixture to be mevatel the kaf in the second chiva. I don't have to come on to this chiddush of the shach that chaticha nasis nevela engenders a brand new isur, and now I have two different isurim, and there was no bittul in the first, so I need another bittul against the second isur. I have one bittul against the cholov as it enters into the basar, and now I have to be mevatel this brand new isur. Dalvi hachi, let's leave that out. Why not just suggest that the mechaber accepts the sheet of the aguda, that the whole heter for less than the sinas tam of cholov and basar is because of bittul, and here we don't have bittul. If we don't have bittul, then the whole tarovus is also because of the cholov in the basar.
So why should you need 2 times 60?
Because since I can't use because I can't use the first mixture to be mevatel the cholov.
So the whole basar mixture using it. However many times it goes in, it can't be more than 60. No, but I'm just suggesting
the following, that there's halach that heter is mevatel isur. In this case where there was no bittul,
right,
then it's exactly equivalent to the case where you put in two isurim, and let it be the same isur, it doesn't matter, and there was no yediyah satarovus between, so you can need shishin against each one. And if there are 1,000 trivas, you'll need 1,000 times shishin. Because you can't use you can only use heter to be mevatel isur, but there is no heter over here because you didn't have it.
No, but I think Shimi's saying that if you don't say the idea of the shach, there's hanan,
yeah.
So there's always, we're left with only one spoon of isur.
However many times.
Yeah, I know, that was the kash that we started with, but I'm just saying, it doesn't matter if there's only one spoon of isur, I need to be mevatel, the tam on niflat from the kaf. I can only be mevatel the tam of tam of cholov if I know of that. So if I don't know of that, I can't be mevatel. So what I have here in this tarovus is basar and cholov. I can never use that basar and cholov to mevatel the kaf. Therefore, I'm going to need another shishin to mevatel the kaf. All right, Rabbi, so we'll talk about this later. I just want to finish up. Take a look in Simon Tzadivav Sif Alf. This is the famous Simon of a Dover Charif, and what he did was he cut an onion with a sakin shel basar ben yom. So what do we do in this case? So the Mechaber says that if you don't have a kfela, you have to do the following, but if you have a kfela, this you turn to the next page, oshi yit'am enu v'lo yehebo tam basar. We're assuming that as a result of the sakina plus the davar charif, there's no doubt that there's a tam of basar in the tznor. So why not just give it to someone to taste, and if he'll tell you that I don't taste any basar in the tznor, it should be mut. Rabosai, what do we expect the Ramah to comment over here? What would you guess? The Ramah l'shitaso. Okay, if you don't know what I mean, just fast forward to Simon Sadi Ches Sif Alf. Right, we have a tarovus of Isur Beheter Mibishen Omino, and the Mechaber says Yitamenu Aku. Correct, the Yemein Shom Aku Mesharim B'Shishin. Says the Ramah, Anu Ein No Gimach of Lismo Chaltimas Aku El Mesharin Hakol B'Shishin. So that's what the Ramah comments in Simon Sadi Vav. And what I want to raise the following question with you. It's not my question. The Shach raises this question. That's what the Ramah comments in Sadi Ches. Frek the Shach, why did the Ramah wait till Simon Sadi Ches to make this comment that we don't rely on Timas Kfeila? He should have made this Hagah back in Simon Sadi Vav, in the case where the Mechaber says that you ask the Kfeila to taste the Tznon, and if he doesn't taste Boston the Tznon, it's Mutta. The Hagah should have said, Anu Ein Nogim Lismok Al Timas Kfeila. So the Shach gives the following answer. The Shach's answer is that we're talking about what? Timas Yisro. We're not talking about Tim, because if there's Yisro Beheter in Sadi Ches, so you have nothing but Timas Aku. But here in Sadi Vav, we're not talking about Yisro Beheter. You just want to know whether it's Fleshix or not. So we'll give it to Yisrael to taste. And therefore the Ramah is not Masa. However, perhaps we don't have to say that the Mechaber here is talking about Timas Yisrael, and therefore the Ramah omits his comment. Maybe the Ramah would accept Timas Kfeil of a guy here, if not for the Shach. Why is that? So if you turn to page Reish Chaf Gimel, you'll see the Prima Godin in Simon Tzadi Ches. Okay. And he says the following. This is the Prima Godin, Simon Tzadi Ches, Sifkotin Chaf Tes. Here in the Friedman, it's on Reish Chaf Gimel. At the end of this presentation, in Simon Koftes, he writes Nireh to explain the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say we don't rely on Timas Kefela? He says Chayshinon Lisvaras Rashi. This is a Rashi at the beginning of Kol Basar, who says that Bepachos Mishishim Lo Matir. In other words, that Rashi Shita is that we don't rely on a Kefela. But even if the Kfela testifies that there's no Tam Iser, nevertheless, we require Shishim. And that's why the Ramah says we require Shishim in any event. That's the Prima God. Oh. Now, let's just work this out. Rashi holds that Te'imas Kfela is not enough. Okay? Why not? Again, you may say he's not reliable, this, that, and the other thing. But let's assume he's reliable. He's Mesiach Lufituma, the whole nine yards. The answer is, because Rashi requires Bittul. Rashi holds that if you have a mixture of Iser v'Heter, the Torah is not going to rely on the fact that there's no Tam there. There are two halachas. There's one halach of Silika Tam, and there's another halach of Bittul. Even if you masalik the tam and b'mitzius you don't taste it, nevertheless Rashi Shita is that we require bittul to be mevatel the tam. Oh, if that be the case, Rabosai, b'med varam amurim, when does the Ramah accept the chumra of Rashi and we won't lie on kfeilu, we need bittul b'shishim, that's only b'shari surim. Because in Shar Isurim, we're talking about a mixture that's Isur Veheter, and Rashi requires that. What do we do to this Isur? We mevatel it. How will we mevatel it? B'shishim. But in Basar B'cholov, if you go with the Shitas Hatosus and the Rosh, that Basar B'cholov has nothing to do with Bittul. But why is less than the Shear of Nesinas Tam Mutter? It's because of Derech Bishul Asra Torah. Then I don't need Bittul. In fact, Bittul is totally irrelevant to Basar B'cholov. The Nail of the Ramah doesn't require, doesn't undermine the Mechaber as far as Te'imas Kfela is concerned, because the Te'imas Kfela is going to establish beyond a shadow of a doubt that there was no Derech Bishul Asra Torah. That there was no time in this mixture. If there's no time in the mixture, so why did he do the Bishul? It was an exercise in futility. That's called Derech Bishul Asra Torah. Memela in Shari Surim, where the Torah asks the mixture of Iser and Heter, this Iser and Heter, and therefore Rashi holds it, you have to be Mavatal the Iser. We're not going to rely on Kfeil because we need Bittul on the Iser. So the Ramah says, leave out Kfeil. Let's get Bittul into the picture. But in Basar B'cholov, where the Torah doesn't recognize Bittul, because Heter v'Heter lo Batal. Narvas, why is less than the scene as Tam Mutter in Basar B'cholov? Because it's not their official. Comes along the Kfela, and he tells me that there's no Tam over here. If there's no Tam, it was never their official Asra Torah. Is Mevel, even the Ramah would agree that here, in Basar B'cholov, we don't need anything more than the Kfela, because again, there's no Din of Bittul. The only question is whether it's Derech Bishul Asra Torah, the Kfela will determine and establish that there was never Derech Bishul. You like it? It's a beautiful Shtickle Torah. There's only one problem with it. The Ramah already back in Sadi Bey's comments that we don't rely on Timas Kfela, and that's the case of Basar B'cholov. So I think the Svar per se is correct, I just don't know how to fit into the Ramah. So that then. And now, I want to share with you a Ran in Avodah Zarah.
I was just saying, Tzadi Beis, it's already became Basar B'cholov. And Tzadi Vav, we're talking about Te'imas without it becoming Basar B'cholov. Before it's Basar B'cholov.
What, the basar v'chol got mixed up with something else?
Over the Tzadi Beis, it's already basar v'chol, but we're not sure if it's basar v'chol.
How do you know that?
Let's
talk about Tzadi Beis. No, Tzadi Vav, I understand, but...
Tzadi Beis, it was a basar v'chol.
Yeah, we know there's basar v'chol, we just don't know if it has time or not. Therefore, right. you can't give Israel to taste it.
No, you're going with the shock again. It's very nice that you're going with the shach. I mean, the shach is much more reliable than us, but I'm just saying, I was trying to avoid the shach. The shach is saying that here in Tzadi Vav, we're going to give it to Yisrael, and that the issue of the Ramah is between a Yisrael and an Aku. We're suggesting no. The Ramah in Tzadi Vav is going to agree that you give it to a guy, because the Prima Gadim says the reason why the Ramah doesn't want to rely on the guy is for a totally different reason. And that is because we need Bittul, and that's the Sheet of Rashi in Masechta Chulin. So I'm suggesting that in Basar v'Cholav, when you have a mixture of Basar and Cholav, and they were cooked together, and you want to determine whether or not there was Nesinas Tam, perhaps even the Ramah would agree that Timas Kfeil is reliable. Rashi's Chumrah to require Bittul applies to Shari Isur, we have Isur. When you have Isur, then you have to get rid of the Isur. How do you get rid of the Isur? Through Bittul. Masha Ein Kein in Basar v'Cholav, you don't have Isur if there's no Nesinas Tam. And it has nothing to do with Bittul whatsoever. It's all because of Derech Bishul Asur Torah. If there's no Tam, there was never Derech Bishul. Is Mevel, even the Ramah, even Rashi would agree, give it to a Kfeila. If the Kfeila tells you there's no Tam Basar, Tam Cholav, is Mevel, it's not Derech Bishul Asur Torah. That's what I want to say. Oh, now I want to talk about a Sugya in Avodah Zorah. This is on Daf Lamed Hei. Omer Shmuel. Mipnei ma osru chachomim gvinas akum, mipnei shemamidim osa bi ar kevas nevela. Fektosis, who needs ar kevas nevela? And what about an ar kevas kshera? It should be osru midin basa b'chala. So Tosis answers that the reason why he mentions nevela is because there are banu achoshish for an isu dorais. In the case of nevela, you have an Issa Nevela, Doraisa, but if it was Basa Shchuta, says Tosfos, it's only an Issa Drabanan, because Tzonein B'Tzonein is only Drabanan, and therefore we're not Choshesh. That's Tosfos. The Ran, on Daf Yud Gimel Amin Beis B'Dapei Arif, gives a different answer. In the name of the Rimi Gash, says the Rimi Gash, Hainu time of the Nokat Nevela, Mishum de Bebasa B'chol of Lo Mitzar, Ela b'nesinas tam. Ukin amrina b'chul daf kuf tes zayin om an aleph. Shehamaymid bi'or keva. Im yeshba b'nosein tam asura. Oh. So he says the following. That if you take cholof and you mamid it in a kevas shchuta, and you're worried about the Issa of Basar v'Cholav, he says it all depends on whether there's Nesinas Tam. Masha Ein Kein in Nevela, even if there's no Nesinas Tam, it's us or any event, because Mavid, Dovra Mavid, Afil Be'elef Lo Batal. Rabbosa, it comes out of Gevaldik Chiddush that the Rimi Gash holds, that the Halacha of Dovra Mavid, Afil Be'elef Lo Batal, doesn't operate in Basar v'Cholav. We completely suspend the Halacha of Dovra Mamet, meaning a Dovra Mamet in Shari Surim is Oser B'Mashu, and therefore if he's Mamet or Kavis Nevela, I don't care whether there's Nesinas Tam or not, it's irrelevant because there's no Bittul. But in the case of Basar v'Cholav, everything depends upon Nesinas Tam. But what happened to the Halach of Dovra Mamet? Why shouldn't the Halach of Dovra Mamet Afil Be'elef Lo Batel apply to Basar v'Cholav? If it applies to Nevela, it should apply to Basar v'Cholav as well. What's the answer on both sides? Derech Bishul Asur Torah. The Rimi Gash holds that the halacha of the Nesinas Tam has nothing to do with Bittul. The reason, because there's no Bittul in Basar v'Cholav, it's Het v'Het lo Batel. Narvas, this halacha that Tosfos says of Derech Bishul Asur Torah, less than the Nesinas Tam, it's not Derech Bishul. So what difference does it make if it's a Dovra Maimid? Even if it's a Dovra Maimid, which suspends the operation of bittul. That's only if you assume, which the way we want to assume the mechaberai tchivas, but tchivas kaf, that you need bittul in basu v'cholov is dochen in dovra maimed. There's no bittul. Says the Rebbe Gash, but even though in Iser Nevela I need bittul, but in Iser Basu v'chol I don't need bittul. Why? Because if there was no Nesinas Tam, then Derech Bishul has returned. There's no Derech Bishul, so therefore it's mutter. So what are you going to tell me? It's a Dovra Mamed. Dovra Mamed is totally irrelevant, because Dovra Mamed has nothing to do with Tam. It only has to do with bittul, and it suspends the operation of bittul. But if that be the case, then in Basu v'chol says the Rebbe Gash, there's no din of Dovra Maimon. Is Mevela Rabosai, this Shita, the Rebbe Gash, could have tremendous repercussions in many different areas. Meaning, whenever we suspend the process of Bittul, we have to go back and analyze whether or not we need Bittul. Because if there's no time, then we don't need Bittul. As we said before, in the case of a fleshik, a knife that cut into its known, I don't need bittul, and therefore even the Rambam could rely on Tivus Kfeilo. The Mechaber in Shtei Tchivos holds that you need bittul, and therefore if there's no Yedias HaTarovus in between, there's no bittul. But if the Rebbe Gash doesn't require bittul, because he's of the opinion that all you need is to be Mafkia Derech Bishul Asur Torah, then all those principles that suspend bittul don't have to apply to Basu Mechol. However, Avosai, I just want to conclude. You remember that at the beginning of the Shir, I quoted a ha'ora on Rabbi Kveger. Again, Rabbi Kveger says that l'chatchila, according to Shita Satos, that Bishlos should be allowed to be mevashel less than the sinas tam of chol v'bos. So Rav Soloveitchik asked the following question: okay, that's good on a doraisal level, but midrabanan, you're going to have to come on to the halacha of bittul, because Basa b'cholav dirabanan is not a combination of basa b'cholav in the classical doraisa sense of what? Of bishul. Because basa b'cholav dirabanan is even the combination of basa b'cholav in the mouth. If that be the case, then when I cook less than a shear of cholav, less than a shear of kidei nesinas tam in cholav, of cholav in basar, then why should that be mutter midrabanan? It's far basar and cholav together. The answer has to be that the cholav is command the lesser dom. It's non-existent because it's not like a bittul. So that when I cook less than nesinas tam of basar with cholav, of cholav in basar, it should be asar because I can't establish bittul here. Correct? I need to establish bittul here. And Allah is ein mevat l'nisul l'chatchil. Is memela, if that be the case, getting back to the Rebbe Gash, even if I assume that the Rebbe Gash is holding derech bishul asr Torah, and therefore there's no halacha of bittul in basu v'cholav, and therefore davar ha'maimed doesn't bother me, that's only as far as basu v'cholav d'oraisa is concerned. But chach, the Rebbe Gash should at least be moda that as far as basu v'cholav d'rabbanan is concerned, a davar ha'maimed will be mafkia bittul. So since midrabbanan, as the Rav said, you need bittul, as far as Bishul Bas B'chol D'Rabban is concerned, Basar V'chol, I should say, it needs bittul. Is that be the case, then a Dovra Maimid, which suspends the operation of bittul, should be also, at least I'll call Panim D'Rabbanan in Basar V'chol. But perhaps we could say, now I'm just thinking out loud, that maybe we could say the following, that when did the Rabbanan establish that Dovra Maimid is Afil Belaflo Batil? That's only where on a doraisa level, had it been doraisa, you would need bittul. So the Rabbanan said, we're going to suspend bittul with the Dovra Maimon. But if we talk about Derech Bishul Asur Torah, where you don't need bittul at all according to the Rebbe Gash, because midoraisa, as long as it's less than the Nesinas Tam, there is no bishul, and therefore there's no Basu B'cholav, so it has nothing to do with bittul. So the din of Dovra Maimon according to the Rebbe Gash was never established by the Chachamim in Basu B'cholav, and therefore if your Mamid Cholav in a kevas shchuta, that's not a problem at all in Basu B'chol, because there's no din of Dovra Maimon. Are you less but at least Midrabanan there should be a din of Dovra Maimon, because Dovra Maimon should apply to Yisurim Dorabanan as it does to Yisurim Doraisa. You're right. As a general rule, that's correct, because the Rabbanan is called the Tikkun, the Rabbanan came Doraisa Tikkun. And therefore the Rabbanan are going to say that Dovra Maimon as far as their Yisurim are concerned, is Afil Velaflo Batal. But in the case of Basu Bakalov, where the Torah itself doesn't require Bittul, so the Rabbanan are not going to say that a Dovra Maimid on the Issa the Rabbanan level of Basu Bakalov is Afil Velaflo Batal. Okay, then Rabbosa will stop it.
So not for that's the point that I was bothered by before. So let me say we just stick the cuff in twice. So after the first time, being that it's all heta and there's no idea about it, but mainly it's not bottle. And then we need to do problem shisha.
Correct.
That's what I was saying.
Because what happened? If I was able to mevatel the first chiva, then what I have here is heter. Okay. So mevela, when the second chiva comes about, I could use that heter, the same heter, to mevatel. I don't need a second shisha. But if I don't have bittel, so then what do I have in this keder of bosfar? I don't have heter.
What do
what
I have?
I have bosfar mechol.
So in which case, the whole tarubis is bosfar mechol. So how can you use any of it? How is shape on shisha help you with?
No, so what I'm suggesting is the following, that once I have Yidia, then I can use Bittul.
No, that's right.
Yeah, why not? In other words, now I don't even have to say to my friend, right now, once I have Yidia Sakharopas, I can be Mavatel. But I can be Mavatel now with one Shishin, this Trivarikim, and now I need another Shishin Mavatel, the second Trivarikim. Because I was never able to transform the basar in the kedera into heter because I didn't have yidias habitul.
So in this case, before,
so where do I find shishim now in this kedera? I can't even locate shishim, right? But now that I have yidias hataropes, I can locate one shishim to be back to the first chivo, which is now habitul, and then I have a second shishim to be back to the second chivo. And basically, you should know, Yoshua, this rule is not a separate rule in Bas Mechalav. It would apply to any time I did two Tchivas, and there was never Yudhiyas HaTaros in
the Tchivas. That Tchivas say it's supposed to be three Shishas.
Right. Whereas the Shachar stands, no, it's a separate halacha in Bas Mechalav. Why? Because in the Kaf itself, there's a brand new Issa that was nowhere. So I need Shishim against the first Issa and Shishim against the second. I would have said no, that the Mechaber is not talking about Bas Mechalav Dafka. It would apply in all these
suits. But Shas, after I did the first Tchiva, the whole thing is one Tarot and Issa. Finished. It's right. One Tarot and Issa. So now that I have some Theos going into them, Mechaber is going to be Vatel.
Correct, it's only after the idea. When I have the
idea,
you
make it back.
When I have the idea, I have one Machayev of Bittul.
I have two Kazayev of Issa inside the Torah.
Right. So now I have one Machayev of Bittul from the first Chiva and the second Machayev of Bittul.
Have you enjoyed Shabbat?